Lord, we praise and worship you, dear God, for your blessings each day, for loving us, and for providing everything we need. We love and adore you. Let our hearts be a worthy and perpetual resting place for you. Amen. Mother, I am coming to you for strength. I do not understand how to obey him. The pain and fatigue, being as it is overpowering. I appeal to you, precious Mother, to please make a way. What is on your heart, dear Mother? She lifted my chin. I am here, Claire, and I hear your prayer. I know how you suffer and how you give in to discouragement. At this point, the rosary mystery spoken in the background as Our Lady was dictating to me was when it said, "Even in her old age, nothing is impossible for God." Charity prompted Mary to visit Elizabeth in the hour of her need. If Elizabeth can do it, don't you think you can too? With God, nothing is impossible. Exactly. Blessed Mother continued, "You are on the right track with changing the hour of the rosary. This will give you much relief to work through the night hours. You will set aside 1.5 hours. Try it. See if it works. You do need a different schedule. I know it is sweet when you all get together, but you must consider the demands of work as well. I will help all concerned. How have I deserved that the mother of my Lord should come to me? He will not be able to stand the wicked ways of this world for much longer, Claire. Do what you can, sweetheart, to sing to him and bring him the joy he is so needing. Your worship means so much to him. Do you know how happy he has been since you repaired the breach between you?" "No, Mother, I don't. Suffice it to say that you are his little light that sparkles with pure love and worship, and when you worship him, it brings him joy. Oh, Claire, he so needs this joy. Many of his brides have become very tired, and some have even collapsed on him. The hour preceding mankind being plunged into the worst kind of darkness is so very bleak to him. When one of his brides comes in and worships him in spirit and truth, his strength is renewed and touched with holy joy. Very few understand the powers that go forth from a worshiping soul. This is why they were on the front lines, ahead of the soldiers. This is why the wall came down. This is why the demons tremble when someone enters into real worship with all their being. They spread many lies to stop this worship, but I want to assure you that this is a most powerful weapon that both terrifies the enemy and brings joy to our God. This joy then spills over on you, each of you, and you find renewed strength in the presence of his glory. You can count on renewed strength when you worship in this way. I worship with you, and so do many angels and saints join in. So do not allow the enemy to cut worship short or interfere with your communion with him. Guard against that. During these visitations, which many in heaven join in, the very air you breathe becomes revitalized and energized, renewing the places where you feel so much weakness. Besides, beloved daughter, don't you want to bring him joy? Mother, what about when I try to play simple songs and worship with them? In the past, you have gotten caught up in the execution, or you get bored. Dear Claire, you must push in. You will hit a point where it becomes effortless and joyful, but you must press in. I will help you. Remember to ask for my help. A good half hour of solid worship will reset many things, both in body and soul. Can you commit to this? I will show you the difference it will make. Besides, you make him unspeakably happy when you do this. My children, all of you have tremendous impact on Jesus when you worship. Do you know heaven joins in? Yes. The saints and angels dance and sing when you worship. It is so very powerful. Please, Give it more effort and more time. And please let yourself go. This is where the breakthrough comes, in pressing in and letting yourself go without human inhibitions. If you must, find a private place to worship, but remember these words, that you make a real difference in His world, and He will reciprocate with shining glory and great peace of heart and soul.